Now we have the parable of the 10 pounds, and they're, by the way, very important also. I'm reading verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Now he was coming to Jerusalem to die. And many of them, including his apostles, thought the kingdom was about ready to come. And it wasn't. That is, to be established on the earth, and he was going to die. So he's showing them here that the kingdom was really postponed, that he's going to go away, and he'll come again. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. You see, he's gone back to heaven. He gets the kingdom from the Father, not from you and me. We don't vote him in. When he comes next time, we're told that he'll dash them in pieces with a rod of iron. Friends, he's not asking anybody to vote for him when he comes the next time. They'll either receive him or they'll be destroyed. That's the way it'll be next time. He came the first time as a Savior. Now he said he's gone away to receive a kingdom. And he called his 10 servants, delivered them 10 pounds, said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we'll not have this man to reign over us. And that's just about what the world is saying to him today. But that's not going to keep God from sending him to the earth. They've rebelled against God and his Messiah. But they say, let's get rid of their cords. Let's get rid of him. We don't want him to rule over us. Well, he's going to anyway. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. You see, the important thing is that while he's away, friends, he's given to you a pound. And here it's all the same. Thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And another one, why, his pound gained 5 pounds. And here he's giving to every man an opportunity, and that opportunity is the pound. And you're to be faithful for whatever he's made you a steward of. Your pound may be a whole city, and another man's pound may be just a handful of people. And another man, well, another woman, it may be just a home, but they're to be faithful. And when he comes, why, he's going to reward them according to their faithfulness, you see. That is the important thing. Faithfulness. Now we have in this chapter the record of the triumphal entry, but we've had that before in Matthew, and we've had it in Mark, and we're going to get some more in John. So I'm going to pass that by here. We did say before that he entered Jerusalem 3 times, and when you put Matthew, Mark, and Luke together, you can see he came in first on the Sabbath day and just looked around, went out. Came in on Sunday, and that day the money changers were back in the temple. He cleansed the temple, and the 3rd day came in the temple and taught. And I'm not sure but what he probably continued to come in that week, but he never spent the night in the city. Then you have the incident here of him weeping over Jerusalem, verse 41, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least, in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes. And friends, they're still hid from their eyes. I saw a sign on a curtain. This was a picture, by the way, of a convention they were having in Jerusalem. And this big motto on the curtain, in which the convention meant, said, science will give us peace in our day. Well, our Lord said that you just don't know what it is that's going to bring peace. And science has not brought them peace. It's given them some pretty good weapons and also an atom bomb. And so he weeps over Jerusalem because of that. Then we find him here cleansing the temple again. He cleansed it at the beginning of his ministry. John gives us that. And he cleansed it at the end of his ministry, at the time that he went into Jerusalem. And I believe that was on the Sunday that he went in. 1st day, you see, he didn't do anything but just look around. That was the Sabbath day.